This is Sam. Thank you for visiting teachbible.org's Daily Insight for December 18, 2018. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Ephesians, chapter 5, verse 17. It says there, "Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is." End of quote. I heard people complaining that they do not know the will of God. Had they known, they would have done it. Yet George MacDonald, a Scottish author and poet, said, "Doing the will of God leaves me no time for disputing about his plans." End of quote. Elizabeth Elliot, a Christian author and the speaker, said, "The will of God, it is a course you choose." End of quote. Many simply do not take time to find it. One of the easy ways to find out God's will is by reading the Bible verses that directly reveals it, and then we can start applying those things without any delay. It's not a rocket science to figure out God's will and start applying in our lives. Our today's Bible insights say, "Do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is." End of quote. We do not want to be foolish, do we? 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 18 says, "Give thanks in all circumstances." Why? Because this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Pretty straightforward, right? Because it says, "Give thanks in all circumstances," and it is the will of God. Now, we can start putting this into practice, and you will start fulfilling the will of God in your life. See, it does not say you should like or enjoy all the circumstances, does it? Some circumstances could be painful, and we may not appreciate it. However, God has a plan right in the midst of it. It's going to be a good plan. He's willing to walk with you and hold your hand through all of it. Therefore, we can thank Him for all circumstances, for He looks at the big picture that we do not have it yet. Secondly, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 verse 13 gives another direct will of God. It says, "For this is the will of God, your sanctification, that you abstain from sexual immorality." End of quote. Now, if you are in sexual immorality, make a U-turn from it and turn to the Lord God in heaven. He will help you to overcome it. Then you have done the will of God. 1 Peter 2:15 says, "For it is God's will that by doing good you should silence the ignorant talk of foolish people." The context from verse 11 to 14 says, what is meant by doing good that fulfill God's will in this particular context? By abstaining from sinful desires, which always war against our soul, living a good and honorable life among whom we live, submitting to every human authority, because God had placed authority to punish those who do wrong and reward those who do right. 2 Peter 3:9 says, "God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance." God's will is that you should repent and turn to God so that you should not perish. Jesus explained this will of God, and it is recorded in John chapter 6 verse 40. It says, "For this is the will of my Father, that everyone who looks on the Son and believes in him," means Jesus Christ, "should have eternal life." End of quote. You see, it is the will of God that we should look on his Son Jesus Christ and believe in him so that we will not perish but have eternal and everlasting life. You know, these are few of the direct Bible verses about God's will, so that we can begin doing His will immediately in our lives. It is the will of God to give thanks in all circumstances. It is the will of God to abstain from sexual immorality. It is the will of God to live a good life doing good to others. It is the will of God that we should not perish, but we should repent about our sins. And it is the will of God that we should look on the Son of God, Jesus Christ, and believe Him so that we can have eternal life. And there are also commands, principles, and counsels in the Bible that reveals the will of God. The more we read the Bible and give attention, the more we will discover the will of God for our lives. Beloved, got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I thank you for talking to me. And now that I understand view of the will of God that is revealed in the pages of the Bible, I want to apply those in my life. Help me apply this in my lives, Lord. I know you do not want me to perish, but find eternal life in your Son, Jesus Christ. I believe Jesus died in my place for all of my sins and rose again. I look at him on the cross and believe him as my Savior and Lord. In Christ's name I pray. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May his name be glorified in and through you.